This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the athletes in New Delhi for the outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals, in the Asian Games concluded on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on the phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said, "Every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride." The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association, and representatives of the national sports federations. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will kickstart party's election campaign in Telangana today with a public meeting at Adilabad, followed by a meeting of intellectuals in Secunderabad. Party State President G. Kishan Reddy announced this in Hyderabad last evening at a press conference. He claimed that there is silent revolution in the state and people want change of government in the state. He said the BRS and the Congress will be competing for the second and third places as the people of Telangana are eager for a political change and have decided BJP is the alternative. BJP has announced the name of candidates for poll-bound Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhni seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Datia constituency. For Rajasthan, the BJP released its first list of 41 candidates. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajavardhan Singh Rathore will contest from Jhotwara and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Sawai Madhopur seat. For Chhattisgarh, the party announced another list of 64 candidates. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will contest from Rajnandgaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Denuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh, Morocco, beginning today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, along with G20 FMCBG meetings. The annual meetings will be attended by finance ministers and central bankers from across the world. Finance Minister Ms. Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will co-chair the fourth G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. The finance minister will also hold bilateral meetings with Indonesia, Morocco, Brazil, Switzerland, Germany and France, besides other meetings scheduled to take place from 11 to 15 October in Marrakesh. The death toll from the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has crossed 1,600 on both sides. According to different media reports, more than 900 Israelis have been reportedly killed, with at least 2,600 injured and dozens taken captive, while at least 687 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 wounded. Israel has called for complete cease of Gaza and sealed it off from food, fuel and other supplies. It has also called up an unprecedented 3 lakh reservists. In a fiery speech, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed revenge, accusing Hamas of executing tied-up children and other atrocities. Hamas has threatened to kill captured Israelis if attacks targeted Palestinian civilians without warnings. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that nearly 1,37,000 people are taking shelter with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the UN agency that provides essential services to Palestinians. UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell reminded all parties in the war that it is children who suffer first and suffer most. She also called for the immediate and safe release of any children being held hostage in Gaza so that they can be reunited with the families or caregivers. She added that she was deeply concerned about measures to block electricity and prevent food, fuel and water from entering Gaza, which may put the lives of children at risk. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists were killed by a joint team of security forces in a nocturnal gunfight which broke out at Alsipora Hamlet in South Kashmir's Shopian district. And according to Additional Director General of Police Kashmir, the terrorists neutralized in the operation at the association of the banned terror outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba. And that is the end of this news bulletin.